content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You are listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Autumn Connolly. How's everybody doing?
Wonderful.
Do you want to tell everyone what we were talking about before we went live? I was finished reading the book that coming up today, Kathy Brown, My Cure for Cancer. I had one chapter left, and great book. Can't wait to talk with her. But you guys were talking about the continuation
B.O.
about B.O. The last time Autumn was on the show, detoxing your armpits, and we never really did get to all of it. So, you know, go ahead.
Well, I was complaining about my bad B.O.
Yeah,
because
me
I'm detoxing.
She's detoxing.
Right, so now everyone's detoxing and smelling.
I smell terrible.
Smell. Well, the reason
I don't
why
smell
you smell...
Oh, I can smell myself.
Just kidding.
I can smell myself.
It's so bad.
There's a lot. Number one, you do have to use that. You have to use the pumice stone.
See, I didn't,
like the pumice stone is gonna, it's gonna get rid of that layer of skin where all the bad bacteria
are trapped. That just
sounds
painful.
You do it very gently every
day. You know what?
Day.
Debbie Flinch did that last week. She's, you know, with the Russ Martin show.
Yeah.
And so she was showing me her armpits. They were all like red and tore up from using the pumice stone.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to do it that bad. But, I mean,
you're not scrubbing it with it.
You've got to, like, I just run it over there gently, like, you know, like the way that you would, dust something off of your skin. Don't, like, not like the way they do it to your feet at the nail salon. Like, your underarm skin is very sensitive.
Yeah.
So just if you do a little bit every other day, then that keeps the BO
away.
Well, and does it have anything to do with how hairy you are? Because
For sure, the more follicles that you have under your armpits, the more stuff gets trapped in there, the more stinky gets trapped in there, and the more chemical residue from the deodorants that you've been using is probably trapped in there as well. And
that's what I was reading, is that like all this stuff that's clogged in there is coming out of me, and that's why it stinks so bad.
It comes out, and so you the pumice stone helps expedite it.
Do you have to detox your GG too?
Well, it depends on what you've been putting on it.
You shouldn't be putting anything down
women
there.
Women put a lot of stuff down there.
There's so many creams.
Ooh. Yeah, if you're putting stuff down there, then
I mean, tampons aren't organic.
You
know, have glyphosate in them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you've been using natural
from
tampons,
the cotton,
you should
from growing the cotton.
Right. Yeah. No, that's terrible. I don't know. I've tried those cups though, and I don't like them either.
The Diva cup?
I've tried several. Like I feel like it's real dangerous.
I have a funny story.
Yeah, there's a funny story about the Diva cup.
Yeah, I heard about it.
So, someone in my family dropped their Diva cup.
Somehow
from
dropped
moving it from one place. Anyway, Turner found it outside.
My dog.
And and Lexi and I were sitting there talking, and I can't hear you. I don't know why, Diamond. Your sound's not coming through.
I didn't have
the
mic on.
Oh, there you go. Because I could see your lips moving. But so the Diva cup. One day, Lexi and I are talking like we do almost every single morning over my cup of coffee. I sit out in my little area and I go, "Hey, Turner Burner. Hey, you know, Bonnie Brinkley." You know, we go through this whole routine. Next thing we know, Turner's like tossing this thing up in the air, playing with it.
I know. I looked at Brenda. I'm like,
what is that?
He's got something. I don't know what that is.
We go over, and it's a Diva cup.
I was like, I'm not touching this. I don't believe that it's dirty, but I still don't. I don't know whose this is.
I know where it goes.
Just a random Diva cup.
Bernadette was like, I know whose it is. It grabbed it. Turner.
That's, you know, I have a funny story about it, too. You know, this is actually super creepy, but I used to save, like, my blood to use in my garden. You know, like, okay, so.
What?
Right, I know.
Okay.
So,
what?
But I only did it for a little while. I read this article about the best ways to, like, nutrient. So I did it to one of my garden beds. I just as, like, a test. I wanted to see, you know, because a lot of times you put fish blood meal and into your
garden. No, that's true.
Whatever. So you So, you know, decaying, you know, organic stuff is really good for a garden. And then there's like this whole spiritual connection too. So like if you do it during the full moon and blah, blah, blah. So I was into it for like maybe 3 months.
Okay.
But I'm out there watering my garden, and it's like I just would put it in a big glass spray bottle, and
people are tuning out right now, or they're tuning in. They're not going anywhere.
But yeah. I'm like spraying it, and my neighbor, you know, he comes right over, and he's like, "What you putting on your garden?" And I was
"Oh my gosh!" Oh,
like I don't. I'm all, it's cayenne pepper spray.
He's nosy.
You know? Yeah, because it was like, you know, it was diluted. It wasn't very much. You know, it's supposed to be heavily diluted or whatever. And I just, I stopped. I couldn't do it anymore. Okay. It was a little much.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Right,
but
I know.
But you know what? There's a lot of things that are crazy that really work. And so, and you being the nature mama that you are, yeah, what did I do with your outline? I don't know what I did. Oh, here it is. Here it is. I got it here.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't notice a huge improvement, and it was just a little. It was a little
odd.
Wow. It was a little weird.
Well, so tell the people out there listening, because they can't go back and listen to the podcast at oneliferadio.com. What the basic premise is of detoxing your armpits,
is to not use any more commercial deodorants and to lightly exfoliate under your armpits. I think the best way to do it is with a natural pumice stone or lava rock.
What about a loofah?
Yeah, you can use. I think that they contain, because they're more porous, I think that they contain more bacteria in them. The rocks are harder, so you're not adding bacteria that's contained
in the rock. Or you could splash some ether elixir.
Yeah, you know? Well, after you do your pumicing or before, you know, when you get at the end of the day, I would recommend rather than the beginning of the day, you can wipe apple cider vinegar or something like ether elixir, something that with probiotic content in it.
So you do the pumice stone after you shower?
Yeah, in the shower. Do the pumice stone while you shower. And then the apple cider vinegar I recommend at night because the smell goes away, like you don't smell like salad dressing when you after a while. But then if you perspirate at all, the smell comes back.
Makes
really
me think of my dad. My dad used to believe that putting olive oil and apple cider vinegar, and there must be something to it because he died with a full head of hair.
Yeah,
at like 95. I'm not kidding. And so he would say, you know, now my dad, keep in mind, like my dad was in his 50s when I was born.
Yeah.
And so he would say, put olive oil and apple cider, like, and I would say, "Dad, knock it off." I've told this story many, many times, but I would say to him, "You smell like a salad, Dad."
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's really good. It's actually surprising that you say that. That's one of the main things. Like if you're going bald or your hair's thinning, apple cider vinegar and olive oil mixed together and rubbed on your head, it can really like clean out your pores and like re-stimulate the follicular growth. It's actually
my dad used to say, "Look at my hair. Look at my hair. Look how thick my hair is." You know what I'm saying? Okay, Dad. Okay. But you smell like a salad.
Right. Yeah. You know? You can use apple cider vinegar in your hair too, like to get frizz out. And it really works. It works really well, especially with hard water.
Mm-hmm.
But then like the instant it's humid out or anything, your hair will smell really vinegary. I don't do it unless it's like I'm traveling and there's somewhere with really hard water or something.
Yeah. Well, we've got so much we could talk about. I'm looking at all these books. I'm surrounded. And she brought me in some special samples of some stuff today. I can't say what it is. It's top secret. But I can't wait. I can't wait. You're just amazing, Autumn Warren. She always blows my mind. I have to say that.
Thanks.
Gardening stuff was...
I know, that was new.
That was cool, though, that you know, you're so transparent. I love it. It's so refreshing.
Well, I'm really, I'm a big believer, you know, why go buy, you know, fish blood meal from the feed store, you know, if I had
what my,
you know, I want to, you know, reduce, reuse, recycle, but it just got a little weird.
Okay, well, yeah, if your neighbor hadn't been so nosy, you know, golly. Well, we've got a great show coming up, you guys. We have Kathy Brown. 28 years ago, Kathy Brown was given a cancer diagnosis with 2 months and 2 years to live. You don't want to miss this. She wrote the book, My Answer to Cancer, An Inspirational Story About Life. I read the whole thing. It's a great book. It really is. Can't wait to talk with her. And Autumn Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook, a researcher of all natural remedies, as you just heard. We're going to be talking about why commercial juice isn't juice at all. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Coming down the state.
consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind. Perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Connolly in studio with me, and I have Kathy Brown on the line. She is the author of My Cure for Cancer, and she is featured in the latest issue of the Well-Being Journal. 28 years ago, Kathy Brown was given a cancer diagnosis with 2 months to 2 years to live. She has defied the odds of someone with metastatic melanoma and now shares an empowering account of her triumph over cancer. Her book, My Answer to Cancer, was featured in the 2018 July-August edition, as I said, of the Well-Being Journal. Kathy Brown works in her own business, LifeXL, which offers hypnotherapy and Reiki in the form of energy sessions. Since her diagnosis, she has worked closely with others affected by cancer and draws upon years of study and reflection in telling her inspiring story of survival. Such an honor to have you on the show, Kathy. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thanks for doing it.
Well, you know, I read your whole book. I really enjoyed it. Again, parts of it were just like a page turner for me. And so I want to say this. Your book really does offer hope, real hope, for so many people out there. And I'm getting close on the anniversary of when I lost my best friend in the world about 11 months ago. It'll be almost a year here soon. And you know, and I wanted to help her more than what I did. I thought I did, you know, as much as I could. But the thing that struck me about your book that I think that so many people don't understand is that if you really want to heal, you really have to heal your heart first, don't you?
That's that's what I found. It was finding, getting peace in my heart, peace in my mind, and peace in my soul. And it's a healing journey. And after going to three doctors and all of them saying to me that I was going to die, I had to find another way because mm-hmm. for me, conventional medicine wasn't the way, obviously, because they didn't know what to do with me. And this set me off on a journey of self-empowerment and self-discovery. And when I've worked for many, many years with people now with cancer, and they tend to focus very much on the physical, which is a great place to start. But mm-hmm. some people don't know, haven't got awareness about how deep you need to go in understanding what you need to heal in your life or in their own life. And that's why I call my book My Answer to Cancer, because it shows the journey of what I needed to do to heal, which hopefully opens up possibilities for other people to explore maybe what's in their life that they need to look at.
Yeah, there's so many great messages in your book, so many lessons. And again, I thank you for writing it for people that need a book like this. I wish I would have known about it a year ago, and that's why I said that. But, the day that the doctor told you you're in the hands of fate, could you tell our listeners what you felt?
Oh, I was absolutely devastated because, brought up in our society that you have something wrong, you go to the doctors will fix you up. And going into the doctor and being the oncologist, the surgeon had already told me that it was cancer had spread through my body and it was a matter of time, as he said, 2 months to 2 years to live. And they said, well, we'll send you an oncologist and he can look after you. And when I walked in, he didn't even really look me in the eye. He just clicked mm-hmm. his tongue like, you're in the hands of fate. There's nothing we can do for you. And I thought, well, where do I go through from here? There was no one that could help. They open up the door, you walk out, no guidance, no, like giving you a little bit of hope. And I think, well, if you haven't got hope, you don't do anything. If you've got a little bit of hope, you think there must be a better way, there must be another way. So that's what set me off on the journey, thinking, well, my children were only 6 and 8 at the time. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be around to see them grow up. And I thought, I've got to find another way. Even if I could live a little bit longer, mm-hmm. so I could help them to be a little bit more independent. And I thought, well, if I could live, they gave me 2 months to 2 years to live. If I could extend that to 5 years, that would be wonderful. And I'd been to the library and I saw a book, tried to find out. The internet wasn't around in those days. It was very difficult to get information. And the only little bit I could find in a book was about melanoma that had spread. Mm-hmm. The statistics there had said that there was a 10% chance I could be here in 5 years and a 5% chance I could be here in 10 years. Well, I was absolutely ecstatic because after going to three doctors saying I was mm-hmm. going to die, there was a chance. And my first thought was, what do I have to do that's different to everybody else to be in that 5%?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm so excited to talk to you about this.
And I'd heard that saying, your mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open.
I have that underlined. I have that underlined. That was one of the things I wanted to bring up because I have so many things underlined that I've caused myself a big mess here. But your book is truly inspirational. It's very, very well written. And you share so many personal things. All the stuff that you went through with your kids while you were trying to, heal your body of cancer. And it's just a fascinating story. It really is. But that was one of the things that I underlined about opening. Your mind is like a parachute. You have to have it open, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say another one of my favourite sayings to people, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got.
I underline that too. I swear to you.
I'm glad you've got the messages.
I did. Oh, my gosh. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. So, it was all of these little insights. And, when I spoke to people, most people who come to see me because they've had a diagnosis are really in a state of despair, hopelessness, helplessness, don't know what to do, don't know where to go. And many, many people kept saying to me, you've got to write your story. But I thought, well, I don't want to write a book that tells people what to do mm-hmm. because far be it from me to tell someone else how to live their life. But what I wanted to do was to share my story and what I found, hoping that may ignite something within people to go on that search and and heal and look at what's not working in their life. If you look at the word disease, it's dis-ease, mm-hmm. which to me means you're not at ease somewhere in your life. And as I explained in my book, I had a lot of stress and tension, and I didn't realise the implications that had on my immune system, which I totally understand now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like everything I did was to boost my immune system up, which I think is lovely now that 28 years later, they're looking into immunotherapy. What can they do to boost up the immune system, which is what I did through natural therapies.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the most poignant parts of your book, well, there's several, but one that sticks in my mind that I think is so critical that any doctor or practitioner out there listening needs to hear this, is how you were presented that news, number one. And number two, when you went back to that doctor after, I think it was at year two or year three, you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, but it was year what?
10 years, like 10 years later.
Oh, 10 years, that's right. And you said, hey, I'm still alive, look at me, and I did this and this and this. And he was like, basically had such a nonchalant, like, yeah, whatever kind of attitude towards you, almost like he was annoyed that you were still alive.
There was another part too after the 2-year clearance, because he said to me, well, how long was it from your primary to your secondary? And I said, well, it was 10 months. And he said, how long ago was that? And I said, 2 years. And he said, well, I've got no need to see you anymore. And I thought, well, great. Because every time I'd go into him, I'd say, you know, I've changed my diet. I'm doing meditation. I've learnt Reiki. I've gone to support groups. I'm doing exercise. And he wasn't the least bit interested. And I thought he may be interested because I was getting better and healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people who were sitting out in the waiting room with me over the years were disappearing. So on this day, when he said he didn't need to see me anymore, I thought, okay, so I bent down and picked up my handbag. And as I was walking out the door, I put my hand on the handle of the door. And he said to me, by the way, and I looked back at him and he says, don't you think that it's anything you've done? There is such thing as spontaneous remission.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just flabbergasted because where's the compassion of me as a person? I'm a human being.
Right.
That would have loved someone in that level of authority to have said, gee, Kath, I have no idea what you did, but well done and keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that would have made such a difference to my own.
And well, it's even painful to read that some other human being, let alone a doctor who is supposed to help heal and nurture their patients, had such a callous attitude towards you.
Yeah. And I mean, I realize now I've got quite a strong will and a strong personality that I can turn around and look at him and think, well, I'm not even going to give my power away to you. But I feel sorry for people who haven't got that sense of self and connected to the self that would really take that on and cause more mental anguish for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, his ego needs to die.
Yes, absolutely.
Not him, but his ego. And open his mind, that parachute, right? I have that underlined, too. This was the night my ego died, but I want to get to these other questions because, I don't know, maybe we'll have you come back because your story really is fascinating. And so many people out there do have cancer diagnoses that they are dealing with. And it's very painful, not only for the person, as you write in the book, too. The whole family is affected. But, you know, can you tell us about your transgenerational healing and what you discovered in your own lineage?
Yeah, well, it was a very interesting. I picked up a book, and I can't remember where, but it was a book about healing your family tree. And because my whole focus was on healing, and I'd opened my mind up to all sorts of possibilities, body, mind, spirit, and emotions, this book attracted me. And this gentleman who wrote the book was talking about the sensitivity patterns in families. Like some patterns that seem to be there's divorce in every generation, and others there could be an illness, or in others there could be addiction, or others, you know, the same pattern seemed to come through on the generations. And so that started to open up my mind to what's happened in my family. And so I decided to do the family tree. At the beginning of it sounded like a great idea. Halfway through, I thought, what on earth have I started here?
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I'd finished it, I was so pleased that I went on that journey. But there were things like, as I explain in quite detail in the book about my mother's first baby dying and the trauma that caused my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then discovering after going through healing the family tree that baby and had been buried in the same grave as my grandfather, who had died when my father was 14. And we had no idea. I mean, I can't believe my mother for all those years didn't even know, but it was so traumatic for her losing the baby. Mm-hmm. She never, ever asked, where is the baby buried? My father took line that. And I felt I needed to go back, and I described that in the book, and many people get back to me and say, I was with you in that cemetery when you said goodbye to your sister. But it was just like acknowledging that someone I'd never met had such a profound effect upon my life. Mm-hmm. And that inside of me gave a lot of peace.
Well, and you don't ever understand anyone fully unless you've walked in your shoes. And that story made me think of my own mother, actually, who lost a twin, my sister Christina, at a very early age. And she was so sick from the delivery that she never, you know, basically the Catholic nuns arranged for the funeral. But I don't think my mother ever really had closure. I mean, I think she probably did her best. But so many people, as I said, you don't know what they're going through unless you walk through their shoes. But can you tell us quickly? We only have about a minute. We're a little over time, but I want to get a few more messages out. Can you tell us about your Reiki experience and how you used it and how you use it in your practice today?
Well, Ray is universal and ki is energy. That's how I see it, and it's an energy that we say channel through. So it's just placing your hands on people, and everyone can heal through their hands. It's like if you walk into a table and hit your leg, what's the first thing you do? You put your hand on it and rub it. Or if you've got a stomach ache, you put your hand on your stomach and say, oh, you know, got pain. Or if a child hurts themselves, the first thing you instinctually do is to put your hand on and rub it. And so Reiki is a way that you can be taught this, as many people who teach it. And it helps people to relax. It just balances body, mind, spirit and emotions. I work at a cancer organisation, and we have Reiki clinics where people come, and we have a whole hall set up with people, and people say, "Oh no, I don't want to have a go at that," because I always say about opening up your mind and just give it a go for once. If you don't like it, you never have to do it again. Mm-hmm. But just have it that experience, and they just sit up and say, "Wow, that's just incredible! It's a beautiful way of, very gentle way of healing."
Well, you know, it's been a pleasure. You're going to have to come back because I want to talk about hypnotherapy and all kinds of stuff with you. I really do. It's been fascinating having you on the air. And I want to give a shout out to the Wellbeing Journal for, featuring you in their issue. It's their present issue, I guess. It's on the nightstand. It's on the newsstand. And, of course, your website, KathyBrownAuthor.com. That's KathyBrownAuthor.com. And your business, LifeXL. I hope you'll come back. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks very much, Bernadette.
Yeah. Bless you. Sending you positive energy. All right.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Everyone, stay tuned. More coming up with Autumn Warren. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Better get yourself together, darling.
Wellbeing Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Hello, I'm Allie McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Perientos in studio with me, Lexi Brinkley, and Autumn Connolly. Autumn Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook. She is a mom of two, a researcher of all-natural remedies, an animal lover, and she teaches free meditation and yoga classes in Fort Worth. She has written a children's book, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. I love all things Autumn, and today we're talking about why commercial juice isn't juice at all. So what's the typical processing for commercial juices?
Well, it's kind of scary. So the most obvious juice to pick on is orange juice because it's a popular one.
Yeah.
But the way that they do it is they actually squeeze all of the juice out of the orange, and then they save the orange rind and the pulp and the skin and everything like that, and they chemically treat it and turn it into a powder. And then they take the juice and they put it in a pressure tank where they remove the oxygen, which and they high heat it. So it basically removes all flavor, all color, and all nutrients from
it.
Wow. So then it's
sounds like something you would never want to drink.
That's correct. And it has like a year plus long shelf life, which is creepy. And then to make it re-taste like look like juice, they go ahead and they add those specific flavor packs that they created from the original orange leftovers, and then they put them back into this liquid, and then they can still call it natural juice and they don't have to say they added anything, because technically they just re-added the parts of the orange that they left out, even though they've been chemically processed in the in-between.
Wow. And I'm guessing, you know, of course, everybody out there is thinking of a couple of different orange juice. I'm thinking of Minute Maid or Tropicana.
Sure.
Are your two biggest brands.
Any juice that always tastes the same, that always has the same flavor. Like if you have set juices down and you can tell, oh, this one's a this juice and this one's a that mm-hmm. juice. Those are all, they're all fake because,
what about the frozen fresh concentrated? Is that?
Yeah, that's horrible also.
That's horrible
so
too?
So what they, with concentrate, concentrate is just sugar. It's a syrup. I mean, I use some syrups and concentrates in flavoring my juice in my ether elixir, but I use very little amounts. Mm-hmm. But I am using it as a sugar to accelerate the fermentation.
Right.
So to actually use a concentrate as something that you're drinking, I mean, you may as well just be taking a few tablespoons of cane sugar and stirring it around in a glass of water and drinking it.
Wow. Wow, I had no idea.
Right.
So typically when I buy orange juice, I buy oranges and I have this orange juice squeezer thing, this machine that you just plop it on there and you press down and it all comes out. I got it years ago.
That's amazing. That's the way that you should be getting it, because then you're getting all the natural enzymes. You're getting the, there's actually probiotics, you know, lots of beneficial bacteria
really?
And yeasts in fruit. Sure. And lots of polyphenols, which are great ways, antioxidants. They're a great way to help your body detox and, you know, digest the food that's that you're eating otherwise. It's great for things like, you know, we were just talking to Kathy, for treating any sort of cancer or any sort of ailments. I mean, fruit in a juice is a way to get these healing, you know, power punches of, you know, instead of sitting down and eating 100 oranges.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it has to be real for you to get that benefit.
Well, I was just reading about the power of lemons last night. That was one of the things. And I always forget about this. If you put lemon in your water, lemon juice, or how much lemon, or like, I was going to say a slice. I'm getting ahead of myself. I get so excited when I talk about this. But I have a bottle of crazy water here that I already drank, and then I emptied it out and filled it with filtered water. But I put lemon in here because it has so many healing properties. Number one, making it automatically alkaline, right?
Yeah. Well, it's acidic, but then once it goes into your body, it turns your body alkaline.
Okay.
So there is a bit of a problem with putting lemon in your water as far as the enamel on your teeth goes, because it can be damaging to the enamel on your teeth. So you know, I battle with like some cracked molars and stuff like that. So I have to be really careful about the enamel on my teeth, because I'm always trying to increase it. Don't want to decrease it. So I do love lemon in my water. I just can't. It's not something that I can do regularly. So you know, if you're drinking it daily, you might want to watch your teeth.
I have a cracked molar too. We must be eating the wrong thing.
Well, you know, my I think it's a Chinese proverb or saying or something like that. But for every baby you have, you lose a tooth, and that's exactly how mine has gone. Every baby I've had. I mean, I have all my teeth, but with each baby, I have cracked an important tooth. You know? So,
well, that must be what happened to me too.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, they deplete you of all your minerals and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. I need two crowns right now. I got to find the time to do it, and I want to go to that natural dentist.
Yeah,
that
and
you
he,
told
you know,
me
he
about.
He may say you don't need a crown. I've been oil pulling, and he's like, you don't need a crown. So I've got
really.
I've got three cracked molars. One of them I healed enough to where he says you probably won't ever need anything, and the other two I just constantly work on.
Okay, so I want to give him a free shout out, because I'm going to go visit him.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for any favors, I'm just saying. But I want people to know about this, because I can't take antibiotics. And so I try to never go conventional anything, unless, of course, I had a broken bone or something, knock on wood. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But if it does, I'll deal with it. Won't be the first time.
But you know, that's more of a manipulation. You're not having to put something in.
Yeah, but teeth make me a little nervous.
Sure.
You know, as they do a lot of people. Yeah. You know, it's not like the most pleasant thing to go to the dentist.
No, it's terrible, actually.
And so what is the doctor's name? And he's in Arlington, actually, right?
We're in Arlington, yeah. And so right in between Dallas and Fort Worth. And the name of the practice is Pride Dental.
Mm-hmm.
The two dentists are Dr. Attar, who I see, and then Dr. Sprinkle, who I've heard is.
I like Dr. Sprinkle.
I know. Doesn't that sound fun?
check him out. I'll go see Dr. Sprinkle.
But, you know, they use ozone and ozone therapy instead of antibiotics. I mean, unless antibiotics are truly necessary.
Yeah.
But they use ozone therapy to prevent infections, and they use I mean, they've done all kinds of nice stuff. You know, they've given my son laughing gas, told me they had to pull a tooth and all of this, and did an x-ray on him, and then they were like, oh, actually, you know, it's just a gum infection. We just couldn't see because, you know, he's 8 and wiggly and stuff. And they're like, no charge, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you know, I took my kids 2 months ago, and they both had fillings, and they gave them each a little stuffed animal afterwards.
Oh,
it's just,
nice.
I mean, we're...
Well, I went there to buy the ozonated olive oil that you told me about that time, which is remarkable, by the way.
Yes.
And of course, I knew about ozone because that's how we used to sanitize our water at Adrift.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, all crazy stuff. But, you know, you don't hear about this kind, these kinds of things. Because,
I know, especially with dentists.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no offense
but
to
I
the
am,
dental community.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, they've got a job to do and they do it well in most cases, but there are alternatives.
It's a little antiquated, I feel like, the majority.
Okay, well, I wasn't. We got. No. We're talking all about teeth, and I wasn't even watching the clock. So, okay, so we're going to talk more about commercial juice and why it isn't juice at all, and probably a few more things. So, stay tuned, everyone. All things autumn. We'll be right back.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes, and most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Some call it country with a little bit of rhythm and blues. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana in studio with me and Lexi Brinkley, as well as Autumn Connolly. If you're just now joining us, Autumn Connolly. Oh my goodness. She's a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes, and she has written a children's book, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir, one of my favorite, what do I want to call it, drinks. I mix it with my wine. I sometimes have it for breakfast. I get my probiotics through my Ether Elixir, and I love that she's the inventor, and I love all things Autumn, so check it out at probioticsyall.com. That's probioticsyall.com. Okay, so we were talking about why commercial juice isn't juice at all. So what else do you want people to know about this?
Well, I would love people to know that a lot of the juices, I would say all, you know, with the exception of very few of the juices that are on the market, they just go from, bad to worse. So essentially, you've got, you know, your regular commercial, you know, big name juices, and those are obviously going to be the, you know, most corrupt in a way. Mm-hmm. And then you've got these other juices that have become popular in like natural food stores, and they say on them oftentimes that they're raw and that they're cold pressed and, you know, they're expensive. And people buy them thinking that they're doing something good, you know, I could make juice at home, or, you know, and save myself the mess or the expense of a juicer.
Oh my gosh, one of those little tiny Buddha shots, like at Buddha Juice, is $4.50.
Wait, but Buddha Juice is real juice. Buddha Juice has not been pasteurized, hasn't been pressurized.
Well, that's
anything.
What I thought. Okay.
So these juices that are at, like a Suja juice, they go through what's called high pressure processing. Mm-hmm. So they're not heat treated. But at the same, what they are doing, they are being cold pressurized to denature the cell wall of bacteria, obviously to target pathogenic bacteria like Salmonella or E. coli, two of the most popular ones that are in juices. But obviously, when you're doing that to the bad bacteria, it's hitting the good bacteria too. So a juice like a Suja juice where it says that it's raw, it's not really raw. I mean, it hasn't been heated. It hasn't been cooked. So it's not cooked, but it also isn't untreated. So it is a better option than, you know, a commercial brand name like Tropicana or something like that. But at the same time, it preserves more of the nutrients, but it's not anywhere like if you're at home and you make your own fresh juice from, you know, a juicer.
Yeah. What about, you know, my kids love those Honest Kids little juice packs.
Yeah, no, those are obviously terrible.
I know, right? but packaging is really pretty.
But you know what they are is they're organic. So that's the other thing to think about when you're
misleading.
Juices are, I mean, if you're going to drink juice, whether it's wonderful juice or, you know, commercial, you know, sugar water, at least make sure it's organic. Because at the end of the day, juice is just a concentrated, you're eating, you know, 100 oranges and, you know, a bottle of orange juice. So it ought to be organic because otherwise there's going to be a high concentration of the pesticides that were used in producing that fruit.
Yeah.
So at least with those little, my kids like those too. I don't buy them, but they, you know, they'll get them at a friend's house or sometimes their dad will give them to them.
I can blow through a box in one evening.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys are like,
it's like their wine or something.
Yeah, exactly. I know. It's just straight sugar. It's like sanctioned drinkable sugar.
Yeah, because it says they'll go, it's organic, Mom. You know? And I actually brought them in studio today. The Goldfish crackers are now made with organic wheat. Why not before? And it's kind of funny. Now it's, you know, no artificial colors or preservatives, non-GMO, color from natural ingredients made with organic wheat. Those are all important things. Why did it take so long? Why did it take so long? But that's not, you know, they're still selling the huge ones like this.
The Mama Jamma
at like Sam's. And these are not organic at, I think it came from Sam's. Sam's or Costco, one of the two. But, and I wanted to know about the recycling aspects of this big jumbo box
of
Goldfish.
What I always tell my kids about that kind of thing is it's like, it's the same thing as dog food or cat food kibble. I'm like, that's like kid kibble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like a way to like fill a stomach and move on. And like you've checked the box of you are no longer hungry.
Right.
And I agree as a parent, like there is a time and a place for that sort of thing.
Right.
But, you know, in super duper moderation, this jumbo box gives you the wrong idea.
Oh my gosh, this is enough to feed a family of like 25 for a week.
Yeah.
It's 30 ounces. It's almost 2 pounds of crackers.
Right. So when you get that, obviously you're going to be more inclined to, you know, dump them out and feed them to them.
I lose my mind when I see stuff like that come in my house. I'm telling you.
Me too.
I just like, la, 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 don't let it get to you, Bernadette. It's one day, one thing, pick your battles.
So on juice, the one other thing I would say, if you're not making it, if you want to make juice, if you want to drink juice, if you want to reap the benefits of this high concentration of all the good stuff that's in fresh fruit, I would suggest either making it yourself at home or making sure that wherever you're buying it from has not been treated at all. There are other ways you can make it last longer with added ingredients like turmeric or ginger or something like that. And or I love whole juice. And what I do at home.
Whole juice. What do you mean by whole juice?
Whole juice. So like a high-speed blender. I'll take 4 cups of reverse osmosis water and I put in a green apple and I'll put in some spinach and I'll put in some ginger and a whole lemon with the skin cut off and then blend it up for, you know, 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then at the very end, I'll maybe put in a banana and blend it up. Mm-hmm. So so it's not that thick smoothie consistency. I add water, but it's clean water. Mm-hmm. But then it drinks like a juice.
Huh. So interesting. It's not chunky?
It's not chunky. No,
it sounds like it would be super chunky. No. Monkey.
No, you can adding the water and blending it with a high speed blender. I mean, it gets it pretty smooth. You do have to make sure your water to like fruit ratio is right. Yeah. But then you're getting all the fiber, you're basically just making fruit drinkable. And my kids seem to enjoy it.
Or just eat an apple. And then drink a glass of water.
But, you know, like this morning I made some for the kids and I, and, you know, they each probably had a cup of organic spinach with their breakfast.
Oh, wow.
You know,
nice.
So it's like, and it went like from spinach in my hand to the blender to their cup and they drank it. You know, so I've like checked a vegetable box for the day.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's raising kids is not easy. It's really not to keep them healthy and happy and everything. It's not easy. And there's so many decisions to make. And so many parents are just spread so thin. You know, juice is a big thing, though, because, I mean, how many parents buy juice every single time they go to the grocery store?
Right.
A box of the Honest Kids or a container of. And what about my daughter, I guess this is a better bad choice. When we go to Central Market, they want to get like the limeade, which has got a ton of sugar in it. A little bit of lime and lots of water. Huge margins, by the way.
I know.
It's like $3.99 for
the
little
quart. Why didn't I create that product?
I know. And it's like, so you can make it at home with xylitol, less sugar, make it yourself, squeeze a couple of lemons in there, but I don't know.
Yeah, you know, the Uncle Matt's brand of orange juice is one that I recently researched because Natural Grocers was carrying it, and I was curious.
What is it?
Uncle Matt is the name of the orange
Uncle
juice.
Uncle Matt.
Yeah, and they're
I'll check it.
They
out.
Don't use the flavor packs. I'm not entirely sure, but theirs is like a better.
Better
like
bad.
Better bad choice.
Better bad choice. I'll check it out. I totally trust Natural Grocer. You know, I do. Their produce is always 100% organic. You don't ever have to question it, which I like.
Right.
Because it's hard enough to go through the grocery store with kids, you know, putting stuff in the cart or asking for this, asking for that. Uh-huh. And I know that like their dairy and their meat comes from humane sources.
Right. Yeah. So it's easy to make decisions when you're in a place like that. But then like you have to live in the rest of the world too.
Yeah. I'm supposed to make homemade chicken soup on Thursday for my daughter. She's having her wisdom teeth removed. I was thinking about it this morning early. It's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't cook a chicken anymore. I've gone that far, that far in that direction. Like, I can't even bring a dead chicken in my house.
Natural Grocers has a good chickenless
chicken broth?
I'm in. Powdered broth.
I was going to make my Italian Cena de Pepe chicken soup, but I can't get myself past the chicken, so I'm going to have to figure something out, everyone. Thank you so much, Autumn.
Thank
you so much. Always great to have you in studio. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. I wanted to let you know you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or the podcast after the broadcast and subscribe to our newsletter. A big shout out to our sponsors, Sun Warrior, Sunlight and Infrared Saunas, the H-Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.